Last night, the conservative umbrella group United for Liberty hosted the first Senate debate of the general election season. Democratic incumbent Mark Begich and Republican challenger Dan Sullivan squared off in an Anchorage auditorium and used the event to establish some of the themes of their campaigns. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports Begich described his approach to politics as pragmatic, and Sullivan presented himself as a political outsider who wants to take on Washington.
The prelude music played before the debate was a Bach cantata commonly played at weddings. It was the most harmonious moment in a night where the two candidates disagreed on nearly everything save the spelling of the Alaska state bird. The questions began conventionally enough. The candidates were asked about fisheries management, and Democratic incumbent Mark Begich used the question to cast himself as a practical lawmaker focused on Alaska-specific policies.
I chair the committee that deals with the fisheries and Coast Guard. We are now looking at electronic monitoring, more observers that need to be funded properly. We need to ensure the new technologies and innovation that is available to go after bycatch, and we just passed four treaties to go after these people who I consider pirates.
Republican challenger and former Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan explained he wanted more management decisions made at the state level instead of by federal regulators. Both hit on those respective messages throughout the night. Later, when Sullivan was asked about immigration, he again signaled distrust of Washington. Where Begich called for compromise, Sullivan critically compared immigration reform efforts to health care reform. He said he did not want another case of legislative malpractice like the Affordable Care Act.
I think immigration reform should not be comprehensive. It should be piecemeal.
And on a question about shrinking the size of government, Sullivan said the Consumer Protection Bureau should be nullified because he believes it is unconstitutional. Occasionally, avoidance of some questions created more tension than the direct answers. Sullivan dodged a question from Begich on whether he supported the Patriot Act, an anti-terrorism surveillance law that was expanded while Sullivan worked for the George W. Bush administration, and during a lightning round where candidates were asked to write their answers on a whiteboard, Jeopardy style, Begich refused to say how he voted on the oil tax referendum that narrowly failed last week. Instead, he wrote private. In an interview after the debate, Begich said he didn't think the question was topical.
The public has spoken. It's irrelevant to the issues that we're facing. That issue is not a congressional issue.
Sullivan, who advocated for the new capped tax system while directing the Department of Natural Resources, wrote that he voted to keep that regime. On top of the non-answers, the lightning round resulted in some wrong ones, too. The candidates were asked a number of Alaska trivia questions, like, what's the size of the state relative to Texas? Begich couldn't identify Lake Iliamna as the largest body of freshwater in the state, and Sullivan guessed that the Salty Dog Saloon, a Homer landmark, was in Juneau. United for Liberty took a straw poll after the debate, and results show Begich narrowly edging out a win with 90 votes to Sullivan's 85. About a dozen said there wasn't a clear victor. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.